With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. The question of an extended elk hunting season has drawn so much feedback that Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department has decided to give people more time to comment and moved October's commission meeting to Helena instead of Kalispell. FWP spokesman Ron Ausheim says the issue is one that many people have opinions about.
As if just yesterday we had over 500 comments, and it was discussed essentially the same issue in the legislature, and we've been dealing with it forever. We've got elk management objectives where we actually put a number on hunting districts or management units as far as elk numbers that we want to manage to, and you know, almost 60% of our elk management units were over objective. We just have to do something to get elk numbers down.
The proposal would let FWP open next year's elk hunting season as early as August 15th and let it run as late as February 15th. The normal elk season starts in late October and runs for 5 weeks. It's all an attempt to reduce elk overpopulation. Ausheim says in one hunting district alone, there are 1,500 more elk than the objective set by the State Wildlife Department. Crews are attacking several fires burning in Glacier National Park today. Corin Cates Carney has this report.
The Thompson Fire started Sunday afternoon and is burning an estimated 150 to 200 acres of heavy timber. Glacier National Park's Katie Liming says the fire was reported from Loneman Lookout in the Nyack area of the park.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. We do have a Type 3 interagency management team that has responded to the fire, and they are ordering more resources in for the Thompson Fire.
Air tankers are trying to control the fire's spread. Ground crews haven't reached it because of its remote location and rugged terrain. Backcountry campsites in the area are closed, along with the section of trail from Nyack Creek to Cutbank Pass. The upper Nyack cabin is threatened by the fire. The Reynolds Creek Fire, 4.5 miles east of Logan Pass, is 67% contained and burning just over 4,300 acres. Strong winds tonight may help spread the fire's activity to unburned areas inside the fire's containment line. Katie Liming says the Going to the Sun Road is open on the east side of the park from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
You know, and there is still some construction and some firefighters on that road, so we are really encouraging visitors to use caution when driving there.
A fire reported this morning in the North Fork area of the park is estimated at a quarter acre in size and is being fought by ground crews and aerial resources. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Officials in Mineral County have released the name of a man who was shot at the county fair in Superior and the deputy who fired the shot. Sheriff Tom Bauer says Deputy Michael O'Brien shot and killed 53-year-old Mark Keckhazer Friday evening after Keckhazer drove down an alley and swerved to try to hit O'Brien. Bauer says the officers responding to a reported disturbance found the man sitting in a sport utility vehicle in an alley. When deputies approached, he gunned the vehicle down the alley toward the fairgrounds. The deputy stepped into the alley and ordered Keckhazer to stop. When he didn't, O'Brien fired his weapon and the driver was dead at the scene. O'Brien was placed on paid administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. A coroner's inquest will also be held. Two grizzly bears captured in Yellowstone National Park could be euthanized if DNA tests determine they killed a man late last week. 63-year-old Lance Crosby, who worked as a nurse in the park's medical clinics, was hiking alone and without bear spray when he was killed, according to park officials. His body was discovered Friday. Park Superintendent Dan Wenk says the adult bear would be killed for public safety if DNA samples show it was involved in Crosby's death.
The decision to euthanize this bear will be made in the context of an overall bear program, not just about one bear, but how do we make sure that we have an effective, long-lasting program in conjunction with visitor use, visitor enjoyment, and visitor safety.
Crosby was from Billings. He was an experienced hiker, and his wounds indicated he tried to fight back, according to officials. But authorities advise visitors to carry mace-like bear spray and travel in groups. Biologists trapped an adult female bear and a cub at the scene. They hope to trap another cub photographed in the area. Park officials say the cubs will also be euthanized if no zoo or rehabilitation center offers to take them. A Great Falls man has pleaded not guilty to charges he poached two bull elk in southwestern Montana in 2012 and 2014. The Helena Independent Record reports Casey McGee was formally charged Friday in Broadwater County District Court with felony possession of a game animal. He also faces misdemeanor charges of hunting bull elk without a permit in the Elkhorn Mountains. On that and some other charges, he faces up to 5 years in prison and fines totaling up to $50,000. And that fire in Glacier National Park has now burned a little less than 7 square miles. It's now 67% contained. I'm Steve Jess.